When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. That's right. Fly Jams Friday. So we want you to call up with your fly jams and make your requests known, instant requests. And DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's got his beret on. The tuft is going. The vest, the shoes with the goldfish in them. Super flying shaft. Vic Vaughn has become Viggity Viggity Vic double V, verified double V. Roger Badish has become badass DJ Badass Badish, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and it's time for Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200, celebrating the great R&B and kicking off your weekend on a funky note. Get your requests in right now, 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday. That's my first request of the morning. That's Gladys Knight. And don't forget about her pips. There you go. And it's Fly Jams Friday. We got some lines open if you want to jump in. It's 312-981-7200. On Friday morning, we like to get your weekend off to a funky start, celebrate the great R&B classics, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, whatever. It's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. All right, 773 area code requested this one. Now, that's D-Train. Dan, I don't think we've ever played that one on Fly Jams, have we?
You know, that's a good question. I do remember us playing a D-Train song, but yeah. I don't know if it was that one.
And they had a few hits. D-Train had a few hits. You know? But, man, that's a fly song. I don't know. Maybe we played it, but if we did, we played it right near
very
the beginning
long time
of when
ago,
we
yeah.
started this, a couple of years ago. So, yeah, Fly Jams Friday. D-Train, you're the one for me. Yeah. 309 area code wants a little Parliament Funkadelic, baby. Yeah. You can't go wrong with Parliament. You can't. You can't. You want to be funky? The word funk is in the name of the band. It's a given. So, hey, I'm glad that I was just looking up at the TV here, and they're covering sports. It was nice to see that the Cubs beat Walgreens last night.
Walgreens is fielding a good team this year.
Sorry?
Walgreens is fielding a good
team.
They
are, yeah. Walgreens is got the second best. They have the second best record,
right?
After the Cubs, Walgreens. And you know why they're called Walgreens? Because
what's
their
that?
Dugout, all the walls were painted green.
Get out! I heard that on the radio once, and I didn't believe it.
You should believe it until you're about 20, and you embarrass yourself terribly.
Do you think part of Dusty Baker's salary is paid in toothpicks from Walgreens? They're like, we'll pay you $37 million over the next 5 years, but we're going to knock off $500,000 for all the toothpicks.
For the toothpicks from Walgreens. Like, if we were to go across the street when the Walgreens opened, there'd be no toothpicks in there.
Right.
They'd be gone. They're all in the clubhouse with Dusty.
Dusty went to the Billy Goat to have a cocktail yeah. after the loss. Walked upstairs.
Right. And cleaned him out.
Yep. That's very right. Shia LaBeouf-like.
I wonder if you go to the park in Washington, what's the name of their stadium? The National, is it National Park?
No, I forget what it is. It's a beautiful park. It was actually there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. A friend, my cousin got married in D.C., so he went. And the Cubs just happened to be in town.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. And Cubs fans outnumbered the National fans 2-1.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Now, while you were there, since you were there at Walgreens Stadium, were you able to, like, you know, get a watch battery and some mouthwash while you were there?
I got very accoutrements. Did you? All travel size.
Everything was travel. No, everything is in bins and travel size. That's good.
You know, correct. Nationals Park.
It is Nationals Park. You can also get your prescription filled there, from what I understand.
They'll do it automatically.
Yeah. They call you. Hi, this is Walgreens Park in Washington. We have your Viagra for you. I don't know why I went to Viagra. I have no idea.
We talked about it earlier.
That's what it was, because of The Rock.
Right.
Well, now people are going to think we were talking. All right, forget it.
Let them think. The Rock doesn't need Viagra. I can pretty much guarantee.
Yeah, no, I'm sure The Rock doesn't need Viagra. By the way, everybody, 4:25 on Friday morning for next week's Straight Out of Context. Here is Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Can you please play Dangerous by Michael Jackson?
DJ? Yeah. See, Michael Jackson is dangerous, Jasmine.
I woke up in a Fly Jams mood. So
okay.
I feel like I should let you guys know, over a spring break, like 2 weeks ago, my mom took me to see The Jungle Book. And you were right. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Even though I couldn't really see it, what was going on that well.
But it's great. So cool. It's great. I'm glad you liked it, Jasmine.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get to call in again.
Okay. Thank you, Jasmine. Have a good day. Bye. Jasmine's great. Yeah, that Jungle Book movie, man. I went in. I just went in going, don't ruin my childhood. Don't do it. Don't you dare ruin my childhood. Jungle Book, the original, is the first movie I ever saw in a theater. And it's right back to back was that and Herbie the Love Bug. Those are the first two movies that I remember seeing in the theater. So Jungle Book has a very special place in my heart. And I was just like, don't ruin it. And they didn't. It's terrific. And I felt the same way last November when I went to go see the Peanuts movie. Because I went in to see the Peanuts movie and I went, don't you dare ruin my childhood. And they didn't. In fact, I like the Peanuts movie more than I like the Jungle Book movie, the new Jungle Book movie. I thought that last Peanuts movie was phenomenal. It was great. So they didn't ruin my, they did not ruin my childhood, which I'm happy about. All right, 847. Esmeralda's birthday was a few weeks back, and it reminded me of a great Fly Jam involving birthdays from the 847 area code.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. No, I can't call you my baby. Seems like years ago we met on a day
classic Fly Jam, and yeah, Esmeralda's birthday was just a couple of weeks ago, and her boyfriend's birthday, and that's why she's off this morning. Her boyfriend's birthday was Thursday night, so they're only a couple of weeks apart.
No, how about that?
How about that?
Happy birthday, V.
Yeah, V, happy birthday. As a result, they're do some trivia and going to see, as Esmeralda put it, that movie with the Iron Man in it. So, all right, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next and more Fly Jams. We got a couple of lines open. 312-981-7200 on Fly Jams Friday.
Forever mine. And I'm so glad, 'cause it gets better with time.
what you like. You like what I like. We were made.
Yeah.
For each other.
OJ's. That's another one of my requests. Fly Jams Friday. OJ's. That one doesn't get played. I think we only played that maybe once.
Yeah,
it's a deep cut. I figured, hey, man, it's time to hear some deepness from the OJ's, baby.
I'm noticing a theme here. First one was Neither One of Us from Glass Knights and the Pips. Second one is Forever Mine. I won't mention the third one. Everybody stay tuned, but there seems to be a theme going on here. I'm just going to point that out. Let the listeners at home try to pick it up at 4:47 there.
You know, I got to tell you, unconscious.
Subconscious.
Yeah, I guess. Now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Apparently Mad Max put you in some sort of mood.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear this. Jim Hankey. Good old Jim Hankey, our good friend. Vinyl Emergency is his podcast. You can check him out at the Now Playing Network. By the way, I will be guesting on Jim Leskowski's podcast, Directors Club. We'll be discussing the films of Martin Scorsese. We're recording it digitally this weekend, and I believe he puts them, it's bi-weekly, Jim's podcast, Directors Club is podcast. So I think it goes up next week. So it's Jim and I will be discussing all of the films of Martin Scorsese. But anyway, you can hear Jim Hankey's Vinyl Emergency. And he says, since you guys usually like to spin backstabbers from the OJs on Fly Jams Friday, I thought I'd submit this recent cover by Elvis Costello for the HBO series Vinyl. Wow, that's great. See, here's the problem, though. I stopped watching Vinyl, so I did not get to hear that. And they've had some pretty good covers of famous songs from the 70s by current artists. So, some very, very cool covers. The soundtrack to Vinyl is much better than the show. I eventually gave up on it. I did. Oh, speaking of Martin Scorsese, he directed the first episode, the pilot episode of Vinyl, and it was great. And then the show weekly just began to fall apart until I couldn't watch it anymore. So I missed that cover of Elvis Costello's Backstabbers, but I'm going to listen to the whole thing at some point for sure. All right, let's go to the phones for Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Nick, you got another out of context of Gladys Knight. You said we can't forget her pips.
Yeah.
And I tried to get this on last week, but the lines were fly jammed.
Yeah.
Anyway, you talked about a movie with a strange car horn, and I tried to watch that thing and fell asleep. But I picked out a fly jam with car horns. This is Soul Survivor, spelled S-O-U-L, and it's Expressway to Your Heart.
Okay.
I got caught in the rush hour.
Yeah.
Fella started to shine. You with love and affection. Now you won't
It's a great song. Great song. Thank you, Mark. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And I can't believe he fell asleep during the car. How do you fall asleep during the car? And it was Svengoolie. You can't even, doesn't matter what movie you're showing, you should be able to stay up for the car. Because it's Svengoolie. That was a very entertaining episode. Dan, you didn't watch any of it, did you?
No, I didn't get a chance.
I had forgotten. I mean, you know, I remember the movie being, a total piece of crap, but it was just even funnier than I thought it was. When the car door opens and Brolin gets multiple contusions in the hospital for 5 months because a car door hit him, it's hysterical. All right, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob? Bob, but wait a minute. Hold on. Bob?
There you go.
Oh, there you are. How are you?
Isn't it amazing how every Dusty Baker team overachieves in the first year? You know, the first year with San Francisco, he lost the World Series.
Yep.
And he lost the NLCS in the first year with the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And he made the playoff with Cincinnati. And then he sucks after that and he gets fired.
It's always that first year, man.
Yeah.
Are you believing the way the Cubs are playing this season, Bob? 21-6.
Insane.
It's
insane.
Crazy, man. It's crazy.
Since you were planning to feature Alligator Records this week.
Yes. Well, we did. We actually talked with,
yeah,
with the founder.
Tonight you were going to
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. Because Jeff wasn't able to join us tonight. Jeff Tuckman. We were going to give away that DVD documentary about Alligator Records. We'll do that in the future. But Jeff wasn't able to join us this month. I just wanted to clarify that for people who might have wanted to hear Jeff. Well, who doesn't want to hear Jeff? But So anyway. All right. What were you going to say, Bob?
Well, I looked up Bruce's upcoming 45th anniversary release, and I picked a song from it for my choice this week. This is She's Fine by the late, great A.C. Reed with Bonnie Raitt's background vocals.
All right.
Well, she wears those old blue jeans. Them pants fit her so tight. When she walked down the street.
Yeah, that's Fly.
You know, also a great sax player. There's a great solo on that track too.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. Are there really how many people on Earth? There's a small number of people on Earth cooler than Bonnie Raitt. Just a small.
Really?
Yeah.
So versatile too.
She's amazing. Okay, thank you, Bob.
The White Sox got rid of my favorite pitcher, Johnny Danks, but it didn't matter. They still lost two games to Boston. Too bad they can't stick around for the weekend, huh?
Okay, Bob, thank you.
See you.
Okay. They're like the third best team in baseball, and Bob still rails on them. Every single time Bob gets on the air, the Sox are having an amazing season to start here. And I don't like, I hate the Sox. I don't care. But Bob always finds a way to dig in there. This is one of those times, though, where being a Cub fan and kind of like mocking the Sox is kind of gratifying, considering the Cubs have started off 21-6 this season. It's completely ridiculous. All right, here, L.A. Lanier, who's a regular listener and a big fan of the show, and he posts a bunch of stuff on Facebook. We appreciate that, L.A. Wants to hear the late, the great, the one, the only Prince. There's always room in Fly Jams Friday for the late, great Prince. Jam. Oh, man. All right, let me get another one here. 708 area code. The OJs were already featured. I requested an OJ song, kind of a deep cut. This is one of the classic OJ songs of all time. 708 area code said, "You would make my night if you played this." Yeah, that's a Fly Jam. That's actually one of my favorite Fly Jams of all time. Love Train by the OJs. We got more Fly Jams coming up. 312-981-7200 for your requests. But we got a break here for the weather and the traffic on this Friday Fly Jam morning.
Close the door. No need to worry no more. Let's bring this day to a pleasant end. Girl, it's
Yeah. Fly. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Fly Jams Friday. Now, DJ Shagru, you noticed, what do you think was the connecting? Those were my three requests for the morning.
I think it's like a metaphor. Like, Keanu was your movie of the week earlier, and then you realize Mad Max was coming back around. So
yeah.
It's like Keanu, neither one of us, no one to say goodbye.
Yep.
Mad Max is forever mine, and Mad Max and I are going to go close the door.
We're going to close the door tonight at midnight at the Music Box.
450.
Mad Max and I. You know, I've spent significant amount of time with Mad Max. 35 times so far.
It's over 70 hours, folks.
Hey, did you know I'm single? Did you know that? Yep. 35 times I've seen Mad Max Fury Road. 35 times. And oddly, I'm single. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right, man.
Hey, I called you the other day about Tom and Jerry, but I'm going to get to it. I was conflicted on two bands, but we're going to stick with this one. The SOS band, Tell Me.
Yes. It restarted.
Oh, man.
DJ Shagru, a little shaky this morning.
Did he put a penny on the needle?
Very good, Patrick. Well, you got the gist of it. That song rules.
Oh, yes. All right, awesome.
Patrick. Thanks, awesome, man.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Bye.
Yeah. SOS band. Those guys had some serious jams, some serious fly jams. And we have someone here on the line who calls himself Dr. Brew.
Yep.
Yes.
Dr.
Yes,
Brew. Yes, Dr. Brew.
Yes, I'd love to hear a little Bell and James. But if you really wanted to get funky this morning, a little Coco Taylor wouldn't be too bad with a little Wang Dang Doodle.
All right. It's Friday night. Yeah. Dr. Brew. There. Thank you, Dr. Brew. We played a lot. We played some Coco Taylor earlier this week. When
Dr. Brew threw me a curveball there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, we had agreed on Bell and James.
Yeah. Well, he said that, but then he decided to yell about Coco Taylor, which is not a bad thing. Dr. Brew. I love you on Loveline. That's fantastic. You and Adam Carolla, you guys are fantastic. Is that show still on, by the way?
Actually, I just announced that's the ending.
Yeah.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
That's a good show. That's good. Why don't you advertise a different radio show on a different station? That's a good idea.
Well, they're going off the air anyway.
Yeah, who cares? Dr. Brew, thank you. You did a nice job helping out my friend Gary Busey. All right, now Roger is here, a DJ Badass Baddish, and you lost your mind here, and you picked 10 songs.
I'll tell you which one.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Hang on, because we're going to talk to Steve Grzanich, who has to tell us about the opening bell, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes. And here should be Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah?
Hello?
I can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can hear you.
Okay, great. Well, I just couldn't tell you what's coming up in the opening bell later on this morning. We have our in-house portfolio manager, Paul Knowles. He's here. He's going to give us some advice heading into the weekend about what we should do with our paycheck if we're getting paid today. And later on, the TSA has decided to hire more security officers, and that could bring down those lines at the airports this summer. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Steve. All right, have a good weekend. Okay, now, so Roger, of course, is insane. So what if you want? We'll do the first one. Do you remember the order in which these are?
I don't remember the order.
All right, well, the first one is The Miracles.
Okay, is
this
that
one.
Ooh, Baby?
But I'm only human. You've made mistakes, too.
So I'm looking at this list, Roger, and I think all of them Do you think, Dan, all except one have been played on Fly Jams Friday?
I think so, yeah.
They're all, I mean, these are obviously Fly Jams, but I think there's only one on here that hasn't been played. All right.
All right. But that Ooh Baby Baby, remember last week I was telling you there was this one jam that we played at parties.
Yeah.
And the great slow dance. That was it.
Okay.
That was Ooh Baby Baby.
All right. Here's next.
Girl, you know how we feel. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride.
So that's Aaron Neville. And I can't, this is terrible, but every time I hear Aaron Neville, I see Horatio Sanz doing his imitation of Aaron Neville from Saturday Night Live and going, I'm rubbing cocoa butter on my arms. It's I can't not hear Aaron Neville without thinking of Horatio Sanz doing that imitation. So, all right, here's another one. That's, of course, the Delphonics. Delphonics, one of the many fly jam bands that has a great name.
Yeah.
That's another key component to being fly, is to having a good name. Yeah. You chose the Delphonics. This one is just the Dells.
Right.
Now, the song that we have not played, I'm going to play after this next one, because the song that we have not played on Fly Jams Friday, because the rest of them we have, is another Dells song that you chose. But this one, I want to play this one because it's one of my favorite Fly Jams of all time.
She held me in desperation. I thought it was a revelation. And then she
that is a fly jam. So, Roger, is there a reason why you picked some of these?
No, I was looking for that one song I told you about.
Right.
I'd been looking and looking, and after going through so many of them, I just figured, you know, it's got to be Ooh Baby, Ooh Baby. But while I was looking through all of it, I'm going, oh, man, I haven't heard this one in so long, or I forgot about that one.
Now, this is another Dells song. This is the only one on this list that has never been played on Fly Jams Friday before.
Just so you stay. So, darling, stay.
So that's Fly. All right, Roger, nice choices.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Roger Badish, DJ Badass Badish. Thank you, sir. Appreciate Have a great weekend, and we are going to take a break. And when we come back, news on WGN.